Grow Great, the podcast, is about your leadership. Business owners, CEOs, and executives unashamed of being called operators. Brief, concise insights and perspectives to help you avoid and eliminate blind spots in your daily life. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. Today is episode 324, The Genius of Being Bold. You know, the word genius, it gets thrown around. I don't know which gets thrown around more, the word genius or the word hero. Both are grossly overused, but I'm still going to use the word genius when it comes to today's topic of boldness because, frankly, I think that it fits. Bold has some really terrific synonyms. You want to hear a few? Daring, fearlessness, bravery, courage, audacity, confidence, enterprise, grit, guts, moxie. I rather like all of these. Now you can better understand why I'm going to use the word genius to describe it. For me, it's the ability to be enterprising toward a goal without shame. Quite simply, it's the ability that we have to move forward without embarrassment. In the last episode, I talked about the power of your network and how I often wish I were more extroverted. Well, this is at the heart of it for a lot of people. It's fear. But for me, it's an energy thing. It's not a fear thing. I can look extroverted, yeah, but it's exhausting because it just drains me. My son is an extrovert, and you can see his energy go up when he's around people. It's not like you can see mine go down, but yeah, it does. I've learned that many people dread being around other people because they lack the boldness necessary. Fear and embarrassment, that's what stalls many people. Okay, but what about when it comes to taking action? What when it comes to pursuing something you really want to pursue? What about when it comes to propelling you forward? Actions that you believe would take your business forward. Let me talk to you about the one common denominator in success, boldness. That's why, without reservation, I use the term genius to describe it. Last weekend, I watched a short Netflix series. Maybe you've seen this. If you haven't, you really should. Inside Bill's Brain, Decoding Bill Gates. Now, like many of you, I have read lots of biographies about remarkable people in every area, every endeavor, mostly in business. And it seems to me they all have one thing in common. Now, it's not the brain power genius, which admittedly Bill Gates very well may possess. It's boldness. It's the ability to chase and pursue their goal without shame or embarrassment. They care more about achieving the goal than anything that people may think or say about them. And it is so simple and it is so powerful that it's just got to be considered genius. For the past 10 years or so, I have grown increasingly focused on the brain and the human mind's ability to create new realities. Now, I am still colossally ignorant. Well, quite frankly, I'm colossally stupid. I'm armed with just enough information to know that I am far from self-mastery. And I've got just enough information to know that there's just so much more that I really need to learn. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. That has to be the most famous quote from Napoleon Hill's classic book, Think and Grow Rich. And while I don't think it's an absolute truth, I have grown to appreciate just how accurate it is. For example, people can argue, well, you can't think and believe that you have the ability to fly because no matter what, you're not going to be able to fly because, well, you're not a bird. And yet we have invented machinery that's capable of helping us fly. So there's that. I think the real emphasis belongs not on the word conceive, but on the word believe. Bill Gates and so many other very accomplished people truly believe in their pursuit and in their ability to achieve it. And we look at these people and we wonder, how did they do that? Perhaps the answer is no more complicated than the fact that they conceived something, they believed it, and then they vigorously pursued it with shamelessness. That's right, shamelessness. Watch that documentary on Gates, and if you knew nothing about him before you watch it, and even if you know a lot and you've read a lot about him, you're going to come away, I believe, knowing that he simply doesn't care what anybody thinks about his pursuits. Equally important, I think, is his insistence to surround himself with people who also believe in it. Easier to do, I think, when you're devoted, when you're so devoted to something as he has been. And of course, being a multi-billionaire gives him access, which is great, but he didn't always have that. He didn't always have the billions, but he always did seek access. Now, much has been written about overcoming fear. It still is a message that we need to constantly hear because for most of us, it just never goes away. We mostly are unable to conquer it like once and for all. Check the box. Done. No, it's an ongoing project where some days we handle it better than other days. And it doesn't matter how much logic, it doesn't matter how much intellect we apply. When we pause long enough to think about it, it makes absolutely no sense for us to fear shame or embarrassment, and yet still we experience it. Embarrassment mostly makes no sense. Our fear of what somebody may think of us, what they may say about us, and mostly these are people, we realize this, these are people that we don't even know, much less care about. And yet in our head, it is so real. The fear is so, so real. And that's all it takes. That's all it takes to paralyze us. And that can be all it takes to squash our ambitions. Well, that's not the case with the highest achievers on the planet. How do we improve? How do we increase our boldness? I'm only going to give you one thing, just this one thing. Do it, and it's bound to improve things. Maybe the improvement will be big. Maybe it'll be small. I suspect it all depends on how devoted you are to grow in this area. Here is the one thing. Focus on it. Focus on it. That's it. Focus on growing your audacity. Focus on remedying your shamefulness. Now, focus involves a few important things that I think I need to tell you about before we close today's show. Number one, it means that it's important to you. You decide to step up your efforts to grow and improve in this area. And until you commit to growing audacity, there's little chance it's going to happen. Number two, it means that you move from just thinking more about it to taking some action. As self-talk amps up and you realize the futility of worrying about what people think or say, or even what people do, you train yourself to more deeply understand that those things pale. They pale in comparison to you achieving your goal. The realization that you are trading your often unfounded concerns or fears for your achievement, that just begins to sink in more deeply over time as you focus on it. And that compels you to take small steps at first toward caring less. Number three, it builds confidence as you learn to take consistent steps toward your goal, no matter how risky it is that you may be embarrassed. Confidence is key, and taking action in spite of initial fears and concerns is the best way to grow confidence. Number four, sustain the effort long enough, and in time, you'll achieve something only because you ignored or managed the fear of being embarrassed. The longer that you're able to embrace that feeling and those thoughts, the easier it becomes to ditch the risk of embarrassment. And number five, eventually, you'll learn to figure out that reaching your goal matters way more than being embarrassed. Even if you fail to reach your goal, you learn that the pursuit of the goal matters more than the fear, the shame, or the embarrassment. Because it means that you understand how failures are some of the most powerful teaching lessons that you'll ever get. And that's far more valuable than worrying about being embarrassed, because you don't learn anything from that. It's more valuable than actually being embarrassed. You've been embarrassed before. It's never been fatal. In fact, I would argue it's been very short-lived. So what's the problem? Well, I can tell you, the problem is that too many of us, we're not fighting hard enough. That's right, we're not fighting the battle hard enough. We are too easy to play against. We need to make it harder for our opposition, and we need to make it less hard for our goals. Let's stop trading the risk, just the mere chance that we may be embarrassed. Let's stop trading that for our achievement. Is the risk of embarrassment worth giving up your dreams? No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Grow Great today has been brought to you by The Peer Advantage. The Peer Advantage is a virtual online group of SMB owners who come together to leverage their power together to share insights, to share viewpoints, to share experiences, so that together, individually, we grow our leadership, we grow our businesses, we grow our lives. I hope that you'll apply today. You can do that by going to thepeeradvantage.com. Be well, do good, grow great. The podcast website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, I'll talk to you on Friday.